Eventually, the news of the discovery got out to antiquities dealers, and from antiquities dealers, scholars learned about it and then were able to piece together these books. The books, the 13 leather-bound books, contained anthologies of texts. Altogether, there are 52 different texts represented in this collection, found within this earthenware jar that scholars have now called the Nag Hammadi Library because of its place of discovery. These 52 documents of the Nag Hammadi Library are all written in Coptic, an ancient Egyptian language, which represents translations of these texts into Coptic from their original Greek. In other words, scholars, linguists are pretty sure that the texts they found in these books were originally written in Greek, but they've been translated into Coptic. The leather-bound books within which these texts were found, the 13 leather-bound books, were themselves produced in the mid-4th century A.D. We know when they were produced because the people who made these volumes strengthened the bindings of the books by using scrap paper, and some of the scrap paper actually has have dates written on them so that we can tell when the books were made. The texts within the book, of course, are much older than when the books were made, just as you might have a Bible sitting on your desk that was made in 1990, but the books in the Bible were, of course, written a long time before that. These books were produced in the 4th century, but the texts in them are much older. In fact, we know about these texts from at least 2 centuries earlier. These texts are quoted by church fathers from the 2nd century. The most famous of these 52 texts is the Gospel of Thomas. The entire collection, though, is itself significant because it appears to have been the library of a group of Gnostic Christians, possibly Gnostic Christians who were living in the area, possibly in some way connected with a monastery that is nearby. If these books were hidden in the 4th century soon after their production, there might be an interesting circumstance that would explain it. If you recall in an earlier lecture, I mentioned that Athanasius, the Bishop of Alexandria, in the year 367, published a letter for the churches under his authority which indicated which book should be read according as Scripture. That was in the year 367. It appears that these books were hidden possibly by somebody in the monastery soon after that. Is it because these books had been proscribed? Possibly. That would explain for why they were hidden out in the wilderness, possibly by somebody who thought that the theological tide might change and he might be able to go back and get these books. In other words, it may be that he liked these books and wanted to keep them in his scriptures, but he knew that they had been forbidden. That would explain why the books hadn't been destroyed, but had been hidden. These books, then, represent a library of a group of Gnostic Christians. I want to take a few minutes to talk about what Gnosticism was like, because Gnosticism was a prominent form of Christianity in Egypt in the 2nd century. We had known about Gnosticism before this discovery, principally from the writings of the church fathers who oppose it. The discovery near Nag Hammadi, though, has provided us with our first major collection of texts written by and for Gnostics themselves. Reading through these texts and seeing what the church fathers have said can show us what the major components of Gnostic thought were. And so I need to lay this out to help us understand the Gospel of Thomas. This will be a very brief overview of early Christian Gnosticism. Gnostics believed that there was a radical disjuncture between the worlds of matter and spirit. Matter, for the Gnostics, was inherently evil. Spirit was good. These are people who are highly religious people, many of whom consider themselves Christian, but who have a radical dualism between matter and spirit. There are some people in the world, according to Gnostics, who are comprised of pure matter. These are people who are animals, like other animals. Like other animals, when these people comprised of matter die, they're annihilated. That's it. End of story. Just as you swat a mosquito and it's done for, people who are pure matter, when they're swatted, they're done for. There are other people, though, especially the Gnostics themselves, who have a spark of the divine within them, a spark that has been entrapped in the world of matter, a little element of spirit.